So today we celebrate the Magi bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gold symbolic of the kingship of Jesus Christ. The frankincense for divinity, since incense is offered to a divine being. And myrrh is used to embalm dead bodies, a symbol of his mortality and a foreshadowing of the death that he would endure. So when we think about the Magi, these were probably Zoroastrians. They were from the Persian Empire, and they practiced astrology. They would read the stars and the movements of the planets in order to, you know, try and find signs in the sky. And so it was a pagan religion. But the thing that's incredible about the Magi is that they would decide, they probably had some of the Old Testament scriptures from when the Jews were taken off into the Babylonian exile. So they would have had access to some of the Old Testament prophecies. And so by studying the stars, they were, and by studying the prophecies that they had from the Jewish faith, they were able to predict, they were able to see the star and predict this event. But the amazing thing is that they would have enough faith based upon what they saw in the sky to set out on a journey of hundreds of miles, which would have been a long, difficult, and dangerous journey to find what they thought would appear at the end, a great king. I mean, that would take an incredible amount of faith to leave your homeland and go on this journey. And I think this journey that they go on is an allegory for each one of us. You know, they really stepped out onto the water and making a decision to leave their homeland and to follow this sign in the sky. And I think that's an important allegory for us. Because to simply be Catholic and to grow up in the faith doesn't necessarily mean that we've made the step to actually believe in God. You know, at a certain point in time, and for some people it happens at one key moment, and some people it builds gradually over time, we have to make a decision. Does God exist or does he not exist? We have to ask ourselves that question. And if he exists, that has profound implications on our lives. We can't continue to live our lives the way everybody else does in the world if we really believe that God exists. And if he founded a church, the Catholic Church here on earth, as the means of salvation, and if one day we're going to stand before Jesus Christ on the day of our judgment, that should have profound impact on the way that we live our lives. And the question is, have we simply grown up Catholic and are we in a kind of in a routine where we're going through the motions? Or at a certain point, have we made a decision to go all in with the faith? To say, is this true or is it not? And if it is true, I better live entirely and fully for Jesus Christ with every element of my life. You know, we have to step out on a journey because we now have a destination. And if it's not true, if God doesn't exist, if he didn't found the Catholic Church, then let go of it. You know, either it's true or not. It has to be a firm decision. And the Magi made that firm commitment when they set out on their journey. So the question is, have we made that commitment of initial faith? Have we made that initial step where we say, I have a goal that I'm seeking after, and I am going to orient every aspect of my life towards achieving that goal? We have to imagine that people thought the Magi were crazy. And as they're making preparations for this journey, it's like, you're going to do what? It's like, okay, I'm a Zoroastrian too. I see the star, but I'm not going to go on a 1,000-mile journey to find the destination. So people probably thought that they were crazy, and they would have run into resistance. And if we make that step of faith, we're going to experience the same thing. You know, there's going to be people who don't understand our beliefs and who mock us because of it. I have a friend who, of course, he's a good Catholic, open to life within marriage. And I think this was as his wife was having their third or fourth child. And he was in the room and he said to the nurse, well, when we have our next child. And she's like, you're going to do what? Another one? It's like it was appalling to think that God would create another, you know, immortal soul and bring them into the world. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. He's living out his Catholic faith, but there's people who are going to mock that and who aren't going to understand. If we make the decision, I'm not going to go out drinking with my friends tonight. This is the wrong thing to do. We might experience scorn because of that. If someone's doing something immoral and we correct them, we might get mocked because of that. But we have to be willing to endure that, keeping the end in sight. You know, the Magi also would have experienced a lot of dangers on their journey. There were a lot of robbers. It wasn't safe. They could have died on this journey. They could have gotten stuck in a sandstorm out in the middle of the desert. So too with our journey of faith. There are dangers along the way. And when we set out on the journey, we have to realize that there's a chance that we may never finish the journey. The danger is sin, especially mortal sin. It kills our souls. And it's important for us to recognize that. And if we have fallen into sin, if we're spiritually dead along the way, to return to the sacrament of confession and receive mercy and be brought back to life. I'm sure the Magi experienced the temptation to turn back along the journey. There'd be times where they'd say, it's too difficult. The journey's too long. I miss my bed. I miss my food. I miss my servants. I want to go back to where I came from. There's a temptation for us too, even if we've made the initial act of faith and we step out on the journey, to go back to the way we used to live, to fall back into the sins of our previous life, or to assimilate back into the world and put our priorities back into the things that really don't matter all that much. So sometimes we get caught in that and we end up turning back on our journey, or we no longer progress. You know, we kind of get stagnant in our spiritual lives and we don't move forward because we're looking back too much instead of looking at the star like the Magi did. And then at the end of the journey, the reward. The Magi were rewarded for their faith. You know, they were some of the few people who got to behold the Christ child, God incarnate, and fall down and worship before their very creator. You know, they reached their destination and they were rewarded for that. They were not disappointed. You know, they found something beyond price, you know, beyond any treasure that this world could offer. And so too, if we persevere on the faith, in the journey of faith as the Magi did, if God willing, one day we reach our destination, then we will enter into the glory of heaven where we won't need the light of the star, but we'll see the radiant light of Jesus Christ and we'll worship and adore him for all eternity with the angels and the saints. You know, we have to keep the destination in mind and not get discouraged by the difficulties of the journey, because faith is rewarded beyond any possible expectation we might have. So I think as we reflect on this feast day of the Epiphany, I think there's a lot for us to think about. And perhaps we can take a few moments and ask ourselves, where are we on this journey? Have we made the initial act of faith, or are we yet to start out on the journey? Have we set out on the journey, or have we been captured by some of the dangers along the way? Have we fallen and given in to the scorn of others, or have we fallen into the temptation to look back at what was behind us, what we left behind, or are we progressing towards our goal? And I think it's important for us to look at that. And you know, if the Magi can do this, if these pagans can come to faith in Jesus Christ and can be rewarded as they were, we can do this as well. So I think it's important for us to take inventory of where we are. And if we haven't set out on the journey, there's no time like the present. It's time for us to ask the question, is this faith for real or is it not? Are we going to step out on the journey or not? Are we all in or are we all out? Make a decision and make sure we're progressing on our journey. And if we do so, faith will be rewarded beyond any of our possible expectations.